Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 215 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. And today we are talking all the Rays on the timeline. You thought you were going to have a smooth little Eagles news day, you know, like, you know, 7 to 8 days to camp. And then bang, Eagles drop us with some news. We got a new banner. Obviously, those look like hands, but we all know, because we're crazy Eagle fans, we know whose hands those are. This guy is a Super Bowl MVP. This guy's a Super Bowl champion, and he is now a hand model for the Philadelphia Eagles. So respect this man. Respect this man's name and hands. And not only does he have – this guy has a – remind me. I got a statue out in front. You also have your hands on the side of the stadium. So this guy, imagine being Nick Foles. You look at your kids. You're like, you know what? I got some records, NFL records. I won a Super Bowl. I beat Tom Brady. I was the MVP. I got a statue made of me, and now my hands are being glorified as you drive by 95. I mean, how good is that? I mean, are you guys feeling the statue? I mean, are you guys feeling the new banner? Yeah, is it something that you're excited about?
I'm not so sure if I'm necessarily feeling the new banner as much as I was just really getting sick of the old one. That old banner and my beard had a lot in common. I just got sick of looking at it, had to take care of the situation. And I'm glad that the Eagles did, because, I mean, having a guy that isn't even part of our team anymore up there was just nonsense. To replace it, though, with the Super Bowl trophy. The year after we came in last place, a city that always complained about Cowboys fans living in the past. I mean, we're a few years removed from this. Don't get me wrong. That Super Bowl meant everything to me, but I just don't want to be hypocritical. I don't want to be one of those guys that's living in the past. So I don't know. I'm happy that Wentz is gone, but I'm kind of in the middle on this new banner.
Yeah, see, I mean, like, Evan always touches upon stuff before me, man, but I'm with you, bro. Like, I said the same thing, and then there was a lot of stuff going out on the Twitter that, you know, they want to do the comparison thing. It's like, just let the moment be. Like, why do we got to even go to that petty shit? The fact that they got, you know, the Super Bowl trophy as the banner, I'm not 100% with it. I mean, I really feel like there could have been other options. There could have been other things they could have put up as the you know, that one picture that signifies what Philadelphia Eagles is all about. And yeah, we're still living in the past. You're right, Ev. I mean, here we are every year criticizing Cowboys, even Giants fans, you know, that whatever you guys did in the past is no longer, you know, part of what we got going on today. Exactly. And here we're still reminiscing on that trophy. Like, I'm not with it. And I don't even know if it's going to, if I need time for it to sink in, I don't even think it's still going to matter. I really see like maybe 1-2 more years before we all start complaining about, hey, you need to bring that shit down.
Yeah.
I mean, Eagle fans are already talking all the smack and they were saying like, hey man, could you please take this thing down? We'll help you. Eagle fans were like, do you need an extra hand? And then the fact that it came down, I mean, it's, you know, people just say it's a banner, but people all over the news were covering it like, oh, there's a helicopter out there flying over. NBC had posted it. And that's how we got, you know, this said photo right here. Mm-hmm. And then that's how the news started. You know, obviously we have our own ideas of who could have been on the side of the we're going to go around the room. So my first potential could have been Banner is my man's over here. I mean, come on. Imagine driving by 95 and seeing this handsome face. This guy was a his jokes were all the rage, and he did show up to a 4th and John tailgate. Shout out to him. But, you know, that would be hilarious if they had this guy on the side. That's an all-time
video, man. All-time video.
And we was catching him.
We was unlike Aguilar.
And we was catching
him. He was catching babies out of a burning building. He's thinking about the Eagles game.
So, Evan, who was your potential could-have-been candidate?
Well, you see, there's a old Eagles legend about the night that we won the Super Bowl, Gale. We were all there together to experience it as a 4th and John family. As soon as the game ended and the doors opened out to the streets, I was struck by a ladder that night. Ended up losing the group. But upon finding you guys, I'm just saying, I think that would have been a good thing to look at on the side of 95. A little bit of crazy in my eye. I look like I've been up for like 16 hours straight. Just I was in the middle of the party, man. You could see the fresh wound right there looking like an ice cream cone above my eye.
You needed stitches for that. No,
I actually didn't. I did have a scar there for quite a while, though.
That's a Super Bowl scar.
Super Bowl scar. I love it. Wouldn't take it away.
Okay. All right. Okay. Prime, you're up next for your could have been banner that should have been flying on the side of the link.
I mean, all right. So I don't want to go stealing the thunder. I don't know if you were going to go ahead and touch upon this one, but you got to give a shout out to my boy Puga. I mean, the man signifies a true fan. He goes into that stadium and he represents to the fullest. And I mean, look at that background.
It's all about the head and hands right there.
It's definitely, look, you get it all in one picture.
Uh-huh.
All in one picture.
The smirk and the head and hands. Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. That's classic. So, like, earlier, I just got finished putting up something similar to that on me going to Texas Stadium and disrespecting that stadium. And I really feel like if Puga would have been on one side of that stadium and my picture would have been on the other side, I mean, the link would have been set. It would have been set to the fullest. This upcoming year would have been going crazy knowing. Look at that. I mean, come on. It's perfect. It's perfect. That's what you do. You go into that stadium and you disrespect the shit out of that fucking place. Like, I can't. Oh man, I was just ready. I was so amped up. I was more excited going into that place than my brother was that day. And you know, he's a Cowboys fan, so yeah.
Did you already have in mind when you were going to visit the Cowboys Stadium, like what sort of little things you were going to do to try and flip them the star, like whatever you can get away with?
Ev, the night before, I was taking a look at the tour guide just to see where you could actually go, and I had it all plotted out, and it all went as perfect. I ran into their mascot, Rowdy, and me and him had words. I got plenty of pictures. Me and him had words. I went into their locker room. I went into their media room, and then I had everybody stay in that room, and I told people, don't go nowhere. I'm going to show you what this is all about. I got up on that podium, and I told everybody that was a Cowboy fans to suck it. All right. I disrespected the star. I also went into the middle of the field, and, you know, I wanted to do my traditional pee on the logo, but I didn't, you know, I couldn't go that far.
Couldn't catch a charge, bro.
But I mean, yeah, it was all planned out. Awesome. I even did a little Vice Kahima on the touchdown pads. You know, I mean, the field goal pads. I was giving it a little bit of punch. Oh yeah, nice, man! Nice. I went old school.
This guy was fired up over there. I know this one. This is a personal. This right now is the personal choice. I went with the funny one first. But if I'm gonna, you know, if I had. You know, I told someone else, I'm like, I think it was Moneybags. I said I would rather have my photo hanging up in the Eagles pro shop as customer of the year.
Dawkins, man. And, he had to put Dawkins up, you know, there.
I, Customer of the year at the Eagles Pro Shop. I would be more proud of like being one of the top Eagles customers at the Pro Shop. That would be something special to me. I don't need my face to be on the side of the link. Inside the Pro Shop would be that to me. I'd be like, yes,
bro. That was a classic. I remember that day clearly. You were getting that Brian Dawkins. Hey, is that Brian Dawkins? Gail was going with the flow that day.
Yo, NBC had me looking nice though, smoking that cigar in slow motion.
Dude was like crying. It was like old guy is like crying. He's just like, my son loves you. I was like, oh, he likes Fourth and John the show. All right, that's cool, man. I appreciate the support. He's like, man, you've been his favorite player his whole life. And I said, I was like,
you guys watch Western Connecticut.
So the guy goes next to him. He's like, he thinks you're Brian Dawkins. I was like. He's like, can I get a photo with you? I was like, bring it in. So, awesome. I was like, imagine him going home. He's like, I met Brian got Dawkins this today. Brian
look whose feelings got hurt, bro. Look whose feelings got hurt.
Imagine that.
Yeah. No picture for you. Resident Cowboy fan.
Yeah, good luck, buddy. Try figuring that one out.
In a more serious tone, though, I will say that this is one of my all, and granted, you know, some of these players have since parted ways, but this is one of my favorite pictures that has ever been taken from that day, and more than deserving of being up on the side of the building. Just look at the. Remember when we used to be that happy, guys? Remember when this team used to bring us that kind of happiness, that feeling of being on top of the world?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I miss that, man.
Those are good vibes.
Those were fantastic vibes right here.
Good. That's a good observation, Ev. Like that would have been that honestly would have been a good picture to put up.
100%.
I definitely would have been great with that.
That's, I mean, you got a lot of big players going on right there. You got Alshon, Fletch, Ertz, you got Kelsey in the background. That guy, Mac Collins, that stuck around for a little bit.
Daniel has a question. He wants to know who's the young one, the baby face on our top left.
It was out of control, man. I was looking like the Unabomber. The only thing I was missing was a cabin in the woods. I needed to handle the situation. You know what I mean? I'm a single man out here. I need to make myself presentable.
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, you know, there's another way that you can make yourself presentable.
How was that?
Did you hear that? Whoa.
yeah.
We want to give you a big announcement. Summer's coming, and are you ready to unveil your beach bod, Ev? I mean, your luck. Our friends at Manscaped just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The 4.0 complement your summer bod with the trim from the leaders in the male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who just trust Manscaped. And get ready for the hot Evan summer. Hot guys summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code fansided20.
Now, you see, guys, I've got in less than a month now, I've got a trip to Las Vegas, and I need to be looking my best. I don't want to clip my beanbag out there. So I got myself the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. It's time to bundle up. Inside this package, you will find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver tone, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all of your goods. You hear all of those items, guys? Like, it's quite the package. No pun intended. First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is insane, and dare I say, the goat of all ball trimmers. Yeah, I said it. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents like the ones I talked about before, thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. This Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, but it ain't going to hurt you. And a new multifunction on off switch that can engage a travel lock and gives you the ability to turn on the 4K LED spotlight on and off when you need for a more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? In the shower or in the wild, from your chest to from your chest pubes all the way down to your ball fro, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer for you. Do you want to take your grooming game to an even further level? The Performance Package 4.0 includes the Weed Whacker to chop up your worst weeds up in your nose and in your ear.
The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Seal the deal with a Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver, ball deodorant to keep you on your game and in the heat. Then after trimming the lawn and whacking the weeds in the heat, give your beach balls a boost to use Crop Reviver. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and the weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped.
And don't be a tool. Get the right tool. Get Manscaped 4.0. I just thought that.
They do have. You can use the Manscaped on the ladies' landscape.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You can use it. One of these days, we're gonna have to give a real review. Evan, when we first got him, he's like, "Bro, did you use it?"
Listen, I didn't want to be a guinea pig. But then I got up the confidence. I listened to everything that Manscaped said to us, and you know what? They didn't lie.
Hey, one of these days we'll do a real review. I think we had one more photo to share each from of the possible potential. Could have been banners. If you know, you know. If you've been following the show a long time, shout out to Straw Hat Guy.
He was a genuine
soul. This guy is the epitome of Eagles fan. But Straw Hat Guy, yeah, bring him back. Bring him back. Yeah. Old school memories.
I mean, that was our first year of 4th and John. And that was one of the memories that I look back fondly upon. That was a very fun night when we got to meet him for the first time.
Interesting.
You see, this one to me, I can understand why it would be polarizing. Because, quite frankly, other than the Super Bowl year, this guy kind of has a notorious name within the city. But if we're talking about all-time just iconic photos and iconic moments in Eagles history, it's right here, man. Like, this was just ice cold after he put the work on Buda Baker and then falls back. Gail? he put the work on Buda Baker and then he just falls back into the end zone. This was one of my favorite photos, one of my favorite moments. Probably of Aguilar's career, I would say, because the options are pretty limited.
That was a nice moment because he had this redemption story. So mm-hmm. like that year, he was definitely putting in work. Prime, did you have another one?
Yeah, I mean, that picture definitely signified what that year was definitely going to be all about. I mean, we knew that going into the season. I mean, they called it the year before when they were on the sideline. I mean, you got to keep on. You got to talk about it. I mean, Wentz, Cox, they were there. They were that confident. They knew that they were going into that next season, and they were going to go ahead and bring it. And that's what they did, man. As a team, they brought it. You know, one that I definitely would have threw up there, and, you know, I'm not – I mean, come on. I mean, it's – look at that. I mean, like you got the trophy, you got the mask. I mean, what other better way does that get? Like, I mean, come on. Can I get y'all feedback on that? Like,
it's nice. It's a nice touch. I mean, anything next to the either the helmet or the trophy is a nice touch.
I'm just thinking about like driving by 95 and it's just a picture of like a part of your living room up on the side of the stadium.
Oh, man. It's moments, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, everything that's there is totally warranted, though.
It's moments, bro. Yeah. You got to take it in.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, was there
I know we'll run it through quickly, you know. I mean, we had a potential me and Prime at a tailgate. That would have been a nice one.
That would have been nice. I could see why
Prime,
the Dawkins,
crying his eyes out.
You were in the Dawkins jersey that day. Maybe that caused the confusion.
Yeah, man. I mean, this was a moment. There's definitely no hiding that, man.
How long after the clock struck zero was this?
It was like, it probably was about maybe 3 to 4 seconds after the clock struck zero, because I mean, let's be honest, dude. I mean, I think there was a lot of us that were like just in shock that we were at zero and we just won the Super Bowl. Like,
holy shit.
Like, I think everybody or 95% of the fan base were definitely in a serious delay to celebrate.
Totally.
That was definitely a moment for me right now.
That was the time, man.
I love my man how he's glaring into that cop's eye.
That's my roommate, dude. he was trying to make a move. Listen, we were in one that day, man. We had quite a few bottles being passed around. But this was a cool moment. This was actually right as we were leaving the parade after everything had wrapped up. And we just wanted to give our thanks to some of Philly's finest for taking care of the event.
I hear that.
Nice. Very, Daniel said, he's like, among active roster, who would be worthy? Are we going back to your unanimous top five? I think he's talking about last. I think I could easily, you could easily put up Jason Kelce. I mean, Jason Kelce is a guy you could add the Mummers outfit, him like banging the thing, like my man Jay Jai said, if you know, you know. Maybe a Fletcher Cox with his eyes, you know, like when he has the funny look where he's just like, you know what I mean, peeking out. Maybe Fletcher Cox. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, you can't go with Fletch. You can't go wrong with Fletch. That's for sure. I mean, he's the face of the organization. Why not?
Sorry, my internet gave out a little bit right there. But to touch on what you just said about Jason Kelce, just the shot of him like with his fists up in the air, mouth open, Mummer's outfit, that 100% could have been the answer right there. I mean, that was, I still say to this day, the greatest speech I've ever seen in person.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, there's other been, you know, there's might have been. Is my mic on now? Good.
Static.
Good.
Yeah, static.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the moments are out there, man. There's plenty of moments that every time I look at that, unlike Aguilar picture, I crack up though.
The face says it all.
Yeah. Is there any weirdness though that like, I mean, our biggest complaint was that Carson Wentz is going to be like, Carson Wentz was on the banner. He's no longer part of the team. Is there anyone that's complaining the fact that Nick Foles is still in the league and like he's being the bat? Like, does anyone have an issue with that out of curiosity?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, people are definitely viewing this thing in a whole different way. And there's a lot of opinions to it. But, if I could touch upon one, I mean, like, come on. I've literally gone into that stadium and I've paid attention to the faces, to the posters that have been put up there. Mm-hmm. And you try to figure out who's that guy behind the visor at one point. You try to figure out if it was T.O. that one year that was there to go ahead and make that catch. I mean, we're talking about that picture stayed up for a very long time. But the fact that people really want to go ahead and touch, like really pinpoint that, here's the pettiness between Carson and Nick Foles. Like, I just, it's frustrating to hear, and I get tired of it, man. But like right now, I think I'm like leaning more towards like, yo, listen, go a season, maybe two, and then take that shit down. Let's find a way to go ahead and really represent the city. And I think I would have been fine if they had to put a pick of Swoop up there. Come on. Where's he going? He ain't going nowhere. Nah. He's not going nowhere.
That's,
so why
that's
not
a safe bet for real. Yeah.
Why not put him up there? You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Or you could have caught a real nice picture of how the fans reacted on one of those big games that we had throughout our whole lifespan and like threw that up there. I mean, like, come on. It's just a whole lot of other things, a whole lot of other routes they could have taken. And by just putting this up, it was like,
I'm sorry, we just need to address this one. Trey is suggesting Ryan Matthews with never the most random suggestion.
Yo, and I'm not going to lie, Trey, there was at times I'm like, why is Ryan Matthews still up there? I'm not going front, man. I'm not.
Yeah, your mic's not connected now, Gail. Yeah. Ryan Matthews. I mean, like Derek said, out with the olds, in with the olds. That's kind of where we're at right now. There was some other news, though, that has kind of emerged. You guys want to talk about it? You guys want to talk about it?
Hey, listen, I'm definitely with it. I mean, when it came out earlier, that you know the tweet from him himself, like, you know, today or tomorrow, stay tuned. It's like, oh shit.
Do you mean by that, huh? What's going on, Steve?
You know, he's been like putting these cryptic messages out there week in, week out, talking to Darius Slay. You know, he's following the Eagles. Nelson has been talked about more than people on this actual roster. I feel like, you know, obviously the CB2 vibes has been a thing all off season. And that tweet alone got people fired up. People got sparked to talk about him again.
Do you think it smells a lot of Yannick Ngakoue? Was it last year or the previous?
I mean,
he was doing the same shit. He was. Here's a picture of some Philly cheesesteaks. Here's my story as Reggie White in the Eagles jersey. Like,
yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Is there any sort of trolling that potentially is going on with Steven Nelson?
I think. I think there's more smoke here than normal.
Okay.
I think it's just been kind of weird that he's been sitting out there. And you think about the money that we're waiting to move. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing, I mean, we just spoke to Chris Franklin from NJ.com mm-hmm. On our last
interview.
One of our last pod. Go check him out. The Eagles beat report. We're going to be talking to a lot of beat writers going into camp and during training camp. So if you want to get that hot intel, Chris Franklin, you know, I mentioned to him last week, I said, X going to give it to you as an Xavier Howard. And he was like, you know, I didn't really think about that one. But now just 2 days ago, like 3 days ago, people started talking about that heavy. I saw some Dolphin vloggers talking about, you know, Xavier Howard, they think he's absolutely gone. They're speaking that into like not even existence. They're just saying that they expect him to be gone.
Who do you think would demand more money between him and Xavier Howard? I would assume, right? Steven Nelson.
Xavier Howard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, my point of asking that is our biggest complaint is we're strapped with salary cap.
Well, I think his cap works out in the fact that we could make potentially, but you think about a guy who's, you know, one of the top corners in the league, mm-hmm. you get him on the squad and that would almost make Darius Slay a CB2.
You think so?
Wow.
It'd be competition.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, even Darius Slay was talking up Xavier Howard, on the timeline, just saying how difficult it is in the scheme that he plays to come down with 10 interceptions. What was that? 18 interceptions in the last, 3 years?
Something I mean, he had like 10 last year, didn't he?
Yeah. 10 interceptions, bro. I mean, we're talking about production. That's interesting.
Interception leader have on our team too, I think.
That trade rate to me, that trade makes sense.
Like, it might have even been a half. It might have even been a half.
The Dolphin blogger was saying that the trade that he was looking at would be our second round pick that could potentially be a first. And he said, Barnett.
Sign the papers.
In a heartbeat. Wow.
Sign the papers.
In a heartbeat. And you know what? We'll even throw Gale in there.
And
wherever Barnett, wherever Barnett goes, Gale will go.
Bro, I mean, that to me, like, that would make perfect. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Because if you're trying, you know, what else was the rage on the timeline this week? We had Jimmy Kempski talking about potentially moving on from Fletcher Cox, trading him. The timeline wasn't too excited about that idea.
Although one of the things that I really took away from our interview with Chris Franklin was how big he is on Milton Williams. I'm not saying that he's in any position right now to take over Fletch's spot this year or, you know, any time in the near future. But he says Milton Williams is looking really promising. So we're building up depth in that defensive tackle position. And if that is the case, maybe in years to come, that could be a real conversation.
A2D Ville, he says, I've been saying trade Cox for a while the price is high.
I said that about our guy that's currently on the new banner back in the day.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, yeah, I just feel like, you know, he's talking about eating that cap. What was it, like 21 mil we would eat, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a lot.
I mean,
money,
you could tell by some of the moves that they're trying to do. They're looking for some kind of replacement. You saw Hargraves in here.
Yep.
Now Milt Williams, a third round pick, Tua Tagovailoa. You know, it's gonna come to a time when we're gonna have to. I'm not life after Cox, man.
Certainly not gonna be their husbands.
Hey man, that guy's got a lot of love.
A guy on the team that could get that done.
That guy's got a lot of love to give.
Lots.
A lot of love to give. Lots of love to give. Yep. I mean, the other thing that was on the timeline, it's been something we've kind of like really haven't really talked about on the show as a potential move until it's.
Your screen has been freezing on such awesome faces. I just want to grab one of them.
Is it? Yeah. Hey, man.
Do it.
The way the Wi-Fi is set up over here. Deshaun Watson, a guy who recently was talking with Adam Kaplan and Jeff Mosher, he said that this trade probably wouldn't happen until 2022 if it were to happen. And I started to think about if he gets suspended for, like, say, 8 games, Deshaun Watson, right? That would be halfway through the season. That could be around trade deadline time. They could potentially see what they have in Jalen Hurts. And then if they don't like what they see, imagine if they pull that move.
Pull the trigger early? I mean –
I don't see it happen.
No, I'm saying like we look at the season that the tryout season for Hurts, but could they potentially? I mean, the way that he was saying it, he was just like, I don't see that trade happening until next year, and then he's going to get suspended 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, I the obvious thing about Deshaun Watson is he's an elite style player, but like the thing that you just simply can't ignore right now, and that we're not ignoring, is all the allegations that are against him. I'm not saying one way or the other, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, over 20 allegations is quite a lot. And to be found not guilty on all accounts is, in my opinion, unlikely. I wouldn't want a guy that is found guilty of that stuff on my team. But there's no but, you know what I mean? It's just... It's a one of those weird situations. I don't know why it keeps on coming up as often as it does. I think we need to just let the legal proceedings take its course and just see how all of that unfolds. And then we can move forward with that. As far as Jalen Hurts, though, like, I want to give this kid a full year, as far as like, I don't want to just cut him off at the trade deadline potentially if he's not performing that well. Let's give him the full year. I am not going into the season with high expectations to begin with. I don't think that we're going to be a Super Bowl contender. As a matter of fact, I saw one book in Vegas actually has us as the highest odds to lose the most games. So obviously there's not very high expectations going into this year, and to trade for Deshaun Watson when we have potentially 3 first round picks next year and could just grab a guy with no controversy on him in the first round next year, pretty much wherever we want, because we could put a trade package together. I'm not in.
I'm definitely not in, man. I mean, like, it took me some time to actually accept the fact that Carson's no longer here. Jalen is our quarterback going forward. And now to go ahead and throw this bullshit into the mix? Nah, I'm cool, man. I mean, it's just it's too much drama. Leave that drama alone, and let's just focus on what we got. And if the kid seems like he's a stud. He's got a good head on his shoulder, and he's got that energy that he wants to bring into the locker room, onto the field. I'm all on board with that, man. I'm not with the Deshaun Watson trade.
So, like, hypothetically speaking, the scenario that I brought to the light, say if that happened where I'm not a big speaking in existence type of, I mean, like, I'm not, if I'm going to say something negative, I don't want to say it because I don't want to like put it out there, but say he does fumble the bag and he doesn't have, he starts out slow. Would you be in a different mindset? Be like, hey man, like if you know, Watson's out there and it's like right around trade deadline time, would you, as like me personally, no. I don't like I know the team feels a certain way about Jalen Hurts. But you know, I'm speaking from like if I was Howard Roseman, and you know Howard Roseman, he would pull off some kind of move. I mean, you're talking about a franchise that brought in a Mike Vick,
right?
With all the baggage that whole scenario came with, and then a guy who just a couple years later was almost an MVP, right? Like he was almost an MVP. So, like, you're talking about Watson, who's a top five quarterback. As a GM, how do you realistically say no to that if you have that situation in your lap?
Well, if Jalen Hurts were to start the season off, like, this is me going back to what I said about not having very high expectations for this year. If Jalen Hurts starts out the season low, I'm kind of sort of just going to look at this season. Be like, if we start out, hypothetically speaking, like 2-6, I'm just going to like put my hands together and be like, you know what? This year's a wash. What's the point of making a trade at the deadline? We're not going to do anything anyway. Right. So like, I would just view that as like all these people are in the comments. They're also saying how the QB crop doesn't look that good next year as far as the draft. I mean, things can change. First of all, there can be guys that step up in college. And secondly, there's guys right now that are in the NFL that are unhappy where they are. Other QBs around the league that could potentially be, you know, really seeking to find another place to play next year. It doesn't have to be through the draft. So like think about a guy like, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers, who is like dying to get out of Green Bay. I would personally rather have, like, if next year, if Jalen Hurts doesn't work out and Aaron Rodgers wanted to come here. Yeah. Sign me up, dude. I don't need to make a trade and overreach for a guy like Deshaun Watson, just on the assumption that he's going to all of a sudden make us a contender. Don't get me wrong. He's a great quarterback, but like I said, there's just too much shit too much baggage he brings with him.
Yeah. And that's just the thing. Like we already knew going into the season, it's a rebuild. Like the expectations, you can't set them so high. So, I mean, like, come on, people talk about like, give the kid a chance, give this kid a chance. Like, all right, let's give him a chance. Now we want to go ahead and turn the tables and be like, oh, damn, Deshaun's available. Let's go after him. Mm-hmm. Man, if you talk about some hypocritical shit, like, what the hell? Like, cut that shit out. And Daniel, just so you know, I didn't ignore your comment. I saw it and I was trying to find the right time to answer it. Hell yeah, I would go see I would definitely go see Julie play against Sweden. Absolutely. All right. She's going to still be here to make that happen. So, yes, absolutely. But, jokes.
Anyways.
All jokes aside, asshole. Come on. There's definitely other potentials out there instead of Deshaun, and you got to let the season go how it needs to go. I mean, this is what it's all about, risking it. You know what I mean? So let's go in there. Let's roll the dice. Let's see what we get out of this kid. And then at the same time, as much as we wonder how you guys are going to feel when we're at 2-6, let's say it's the other way around. At 6-2, then what? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is what it's all about, you know, taking that chance. So I'm all about taking the chance on the kid. Rodgers to Philly, I mean, shit, hell yeah. Shit. I'll be out there the whole year with a sign. Bring up.
They said that Aaron Rodgers turned down a 2-year extension.
I'm just saying, let's talk about the vibes that if between Deshaun Watson and knowingly all the things that are connected to him, all the baggage, if he were to sign in Philly or get traded to Philly versus what the vibes would be like if you saw Aaron Rodgers come to Philly. Aaron Rodgers comes to Philly, everybody, the fucking city is getting lit on fire, dude. They're like, we're winning the Super Bowl again this year. That's instantly what the vibes are. With Deshaun Watson, it is polarizing conversation. It is, you know, we shouldn't have this guy. I mean, but this guy's going to do great for us.
But isn't it like proven until, I mean, like if he's in it, like if everything clears, right? Like this, like you, this, you know, if it does clear.
Well, okay. What if the sun doesn't come up tomorrow? Like, you know what I mean? It's just unlikely. Okay,
what if it does clear? But what if it does? We're on a podcast.
But dude, like, I get your point. We could play what if all day, but if we're just looking at the sheer numbers, look at the numbers. Just saying, you got 20 plus allegations.
Tell me, Evan.
What? Yeah, let's look at this a parlay. Let's look at it like a parlay. He has to hit on like all 22, 23 legs of this parlay for it to hit.
It might absolutely clear, but in reality, it's not going to clear. You're still going to get that media showing up at the NovaCare, at the link,
and the stigma is still going to be there.
Asking about the situation.
Even if the things get dropped at this point, everyone's going to view it as, oh, he settled out of court and this guy's still a scumbag because you have 22 allegations against you. Just because all of a sudden that stuff disappears doesn't mean that you didn't do it.
I mean, come on, look at Vic.
Paid someone off.
Look at Vic, bro. When we signed him, I was happy. I'm a big Vic fan. Came to Philly, never would have thought I'd seen that.
He served his time.
He served his time.
I fucking love Mike Vic.
Served his time, did his righteous to bring his name back to reality. And you know what I mean? Like, he got his shit together. He started doing outside things, gave up his pay for certain things. I mean, he did everything that he possibly could right. And then what do you got? You still had a crowd out at the NovaCare. You still had people protesting at the games. I remember when they were out there with their dogs. I'm, come on, man. I let the man be. Like, all right, he made a mistake. I get it. Yeah. We all make the mistake. But, I mean, damn. And so you think that they're going to leave Deshaun go?
I never made a mistake of killing a dog.
Shut up. I mean, my thing is, like, even if I don't agree with the whole idea of it, I still feel as, like, if speaking from a Howie standpoint, like, not that I'm Howie, I'm just saying, yo, he would take that opportunity. Like, his job depends on the next best quarterback to come in here and get wins. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know what you mean,
but I got to be honest with you. As a Phillies fan, even though our center field situation is absolutely trash, I hate Odubel Herrera. I don't want him on my team. And it doesn't even matter that he may be the best option we have at center field. I don't want him. I don't want scumbags on my team. That's just what it is.
So we're taking it. We're taking your personal perspective out of it.
Morals? We're taking morals out of it?
I'm just saying. Like you got to think like how. If you're how, you're not going to make that move.
We're technically still showing love to Fletcher Cox, though, right?
What did Fletcher do?
He was stealing people's wives.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's immoral. But
You're gonna start a whole new thing.
It was consensual. It was consensual.
You're gonna start a whole new thing here.
Move along. There's a lot going on in the league that's happened over time. Like, you know, like you can even talk about Peyton Manning, his case that never really gets talked about. That's a thing, but everybody like totally forgets that. But it is what it is. Like I feel like you know, I for one, I'm on the Jalen Hurts bandwagon for now. I'm, you know, he's got that opportunity to shine. And that's the reality. Like the reality is Jalen Hurts is here. The team has rallied around him with the pocket full of shells, Evan. And that's the vibe. That's the vibe that we're rolling with right now. You know, that's why we haven't really talked about, you know,
you know what I love about Jalen Hurts in comparison to Deshaun Watson? Jalen Hurts has been putting in work this offseason. He's been fucking grinding in the gym. He's been keeping his nose clean. He's been doing everything I want him to do.
Everything you want your Deshaun quarterback to
doesn't
do.
Exactly seem focused on winning football games and making himself a better football player.
It's about the mentality.
he's got 20 different things to worry about. Right.
But I've consistently seen players say, if I don't post my workouts to social media, am I really working out? Like people are like, so now I got to post my workouts to show everyone that I'm working out when I'm actually working out.
Yeah.
It's the standards, man. They you know what I mean? They put it up there. Like that's what you got to do. You got to find a way to go ahead and get people on board.
So when are you running, Evan? Cause
none of the beard, all of the attitude. I'm here.
Evan shaves his beard and he comes with a whole new energy. This guy.
Off clean, the top rope. clean balls president.
Evan Haskins also got into some domestic issues.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, the guy that the Eagles were sniffing around, also had a domestic issue with
relatives. That was an upsetting story, man.
That threw me off. Yeah, that definitely threw
what's
me
up,
off.
Keith? What's up? Oh, what's up? Shout out to all the people in the chat, man. Yeah, there's absolutely a lot of good folks. My guy, Roman in the house.
Roman, so, what up, man?
When you see Roman, you know it's football season.
Hell yeah.
And if you've never seen this man sing open mic, does a great music soul child.
I've seen his videos on Twitter for sure. Yeah.
My favorite is music soul child, by the way.
Appreciate it, Dana. Thanks, sir.
This guy shaves his beard. He's signing autographs.
Hey, what do you want from me? Hey.
Hey,
what is that, Brian?
That's those
some balls.
Oh, yeah.
See how shorn they are.
Yeah, you see.
So, hey, we got seven days left to training camp. Are we going to open practices August 8th, 22nd? Are we both going?
Eighth, yeah. The 8th, I'm definitely in for. The 22nd, yeah. I'm pushing.
22nd, I mean, that's aren't you gonna be on a honeymoon or something?
push it.
Oh shit!
Recovering. Oh damn! There it is. See,
my man always, just get always married.
Watching. Always watching.
22nd, you're not gonna be pushing nothing. You're gonna be. We'll give you the play by play on that. Yes, Trey says he's going to the 8th on the 8th. I think I got to go to all of them. I got all. There's going to be a couple practices at NovaCare. There's going to be a training camp practice with the Patriots, a joint practice. If I could get my hands on those tickets, not even tickets. You got to be invited. But those are for serious ticket holders, season ticket holders. So I'm going to try to make my way in there. I might have to climb over the fences.
Bags, I'm looking at one of the questions here. Bags, they only charge the $10 because it's for the Eagles autism. So, you know, it's a way to go ahead and definitely give back to, you know, charity. To the autism charity. So that's the reason why they charge in the $10. So, I mean, it's all for a good cause, bro.
Gail, I didn't see that you put this picture this video of Autumn in the in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
You ain't going nowhere. And me and Ev will be at the open practice having a great time. Meanwhile, you know, here's Prime. You're gonna be on a wedding.
We're gonna be up in the stands.
Derek, why'd you take your pants off? My balls was hot. I understand.
this podcast is going off the rails. I mean, there's a couple questions in here. Shout out to Deshae. He says, did you guys hear about other teams around the league are saying we're going to be better than people think?
Other teams around the league are saying we're going to be better than people think. I haven't seen that. I've seen that we're going to be either. Trash. That's what I keep on saying, is that we're going to be a really shitty team this year. So I wouldn't mind a little pat on the back. Could use a pat on the back once in a while.
You know what? The whole idea of like it's so in these days for the national media and whoever, the PFFs of the world, and just all these different outlets saying that this team is going to be a two-pack of ass. And I feel like Lane Johnson, the rest of the players, you don't think they feel disrespected? Like the whole idea of thinking that this team's in June, their offensive line, you know, look like Dillard, Suomalu, Kelsey, Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson. Those were our starters. Those guys never even played a snap together. Think about DeSean Jackson. Think about Alshon Jeffrey, our wide receiver one and wide receiver two in June. Played one game together, combined for 20 catches on the season. One game. Throw that turmoil with the most unhealthiest offensive line in the league. One of the most banged up wide receiver cores in the bottom three health wise, tight end depth chart, bottom three health wise. It was a recipe for disaster. So, as much as the hate, I love it, man. I love all the hate, man. Keep talking about the birds. That's great.
We got off the phone maybe yesterday, and we were talking. We, ironically enough, were both watching the night before the Eagles versus 49ers game that was replaying on NFL Network. It was like week four of last year. I was just sitting there eating dinner, watching the game. And the one thing that I really took away, this was only like week four, mind you, like you were saying, the number one wide receiver that was starting that day, John Hightower. That was our wide receiver one that day. Like, if that doesn't say everything about what last season was and what just a shit show it was week to week, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. That's just, it's craziness to me. In week four, John Hightower was our wide receiver one.
I mean, amongst Andre Dillard, Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson, Suomalu, the great late Jason Peters, those guys missed 56 games. 56 games total. So, like, the eyes that were on Jalen Hurts, and everyone's putting those four games in a vacuum to talk about Jalen Hurts. Like, look what was around him. You know, that's all I have to say, man. Like, I feel like under the radar is where I want to be. Shout out to Will Mallon in the chat. He says, love when the birds fly under the radar. Still some pros on this team. Call me Homer, but feel good about it at the moment. I think this is where we're going into training camp, and this is the kind of vibe I want. I want them to be underdogs every day, 100%. All day until the season starts. And then when realistically, we have a off season with Jalen Hurts. That didn't happen last year.
Mm-hmm. or preseason.
He got thrown into the fire.
And no preseason. Yeah.
I mean, if I put you on your job, no training. Ev does his producing thing, and they said, "Hey, we're doing a live producing shoot. I'm going to throw you in 5 minutes before. You're probably going to take some time.
I'm hiding in the bathroom, not knowing what to do, hoping that they don't find me."
Hey man, I know what that scenario is all about. I mean, like, look, it's pretty much like how I ended up being in the position that I am right now. Man, the manager before me stepped out unexpectedly, and they needed somebody to fill in this slot. They recommended me as the number one content, like, person to go ahead and take over that position. And in the very beginning, man, it was just like getting thrown into the fire. Like, I didn't know what the hell to do at that exact moment, at that exact time. It took some time to go ahead and do it. And like, hey, now a year into the game, things can happen. So I mean, it all goes to show like how well Jalen Hurts could come in here and pick up on the scheme and pick up on being that guy for this team, man. So it can happen. I could definitely tell you that it can happen.
I want to ask who's going to be the first one in this group to buy a Jalen Hurts jersey?
Oh, it's probably you already. Like, you probably already got the shit in the closet. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you already got
it. Hey, I just bought a, the other day we were looking at McFarlane,
Booger McFarlane?
The Eagles, like,
nah, the McFarlane dolls.
Yeah.
Me and Gail were on eBay looking at the McFarlane dolls, and we had a Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. Yeah,
I found a Devontae Smith one, and this guy shows me this one, and then I'm like bidding on it. I'm like, oh, I got this. I'm good. Then it keeps going up. I start bidding on it more. It starts. I'm like, bro, this went from like $9.99 it's at like $90 right now. I was like, somebody's going at it with me, and he's bidding on the other side, not telling me that he's bidding. So I'm in a bidding war with Prime on eBay. I'm like, bro, like, you didn't tell me you. He's like, I was putting up
to work together. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, I wasn't trying to pay $100.
Yeah, then the Jalen Hurts comes up. All right, that thing started off at 25. It was nice. It had a Kelly Green. You know, it was hooked up, set right. And then I was like, all right, I'm tired of them telling me that I'm outbid. I'm going up. So I go and I throw a 50 banger on it. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll go ahead and do 50 on this. Here comes this person. All right, outbids me. And he was like, he comes on the other side like, oh, shit, I'm the highest bidder on the Jalen Hurts. I'm like, you asshole. Like, you know what? That's it. It's yours. And lo and behold, you won, right? It's yours, right?
I did win. Because, when I put my bid in, if you're a pro, you bid with like
30 seconds left. Yeah, yeah.
So you ain't got no time. I was like, I'm like, is this what I'm living for right now? Like, is this what my life has come to? Like, winning things on eBay? But that's what it is, man.
It's all about the small victories, man. I got to ask a question though for the frugal folks out there. Is it acceptable to buy a Jalen Hurts number 2 jersey just because they're cheaper out there? will I be looked down on for that?
No, you got people that are still in the stadium rocking a Coy Detmer jersey.
Fuck yeah,
Kyle. What's his name? Shit, I can't even. Kevin Cobb jersey. Like, yeah, hell no, you're fine. You get a pass, Ev. You get a pass.
Deshae says he thinks we're going to be a top 5-10 rushing team. And he says, I already have Hurts number 2 jersey.
Well, I think a lot of people that had that number 2 the day before he decided to change the number 1.
I feel bad for that, man. Yeah, that's awful.
They said, fuck that. I'm keeping this shit, and I don't care.
I mean, I don't blame them, yeah.
But there's jersey assurance, right?
Is there?
You could buy that.
Maybe now, because of all this number changing shit. Yeah. Yeah, I think they added that into the...
Not for nothing, but I think the 2 looks cleaner than the 1.
Way to sell it, Ev. Way to sell it.
Just saying. Throwing that out there.
Coming from a guy who wore number 1 in high school and college, I think the 1 is much cleaner than the 2. I always think number 1 for a football player is like a mind, like is a mindset. Like you always want to be number one. You always want to be the first in the race. Like mm-hmm. to me, I was like, it's just I always want to be number. So that was why I wore number one. And also, shout out to Jamal Johnson from New London High School. He wore number one, so I wanted to wear number one.
Okay.
I like Jalen Hurts number one. I think it's a good look.
I'm not saying I didn't like it. I just like two.
And then my McFarlane figure is also he has the number one on the jersey too.
Ah, very nice. You got the updated
one. And Kelly Green. And Kelly Green. Nice. I see you don't care, Evan.
I honestly, if I'm being completely real, I still don't know what the McFarlane things are that you're talking about.
The McFarlane?
I'm just nodding along.
Give me a minute. I got it right here. Give me a minute.
Shout out to Moneybags. He's giving us a live score on the Phil's Yanks game. Yes, 1-1, top of the four. My dad and brother do not miss one Phillies game.
Yeah, your dad's a big time fan, dude.
He's got his Phillies hat on. He sleeps with it on. Goddamn, real deal.
Goddamn kids.
When I tell you about dad diapers, sleeps in his Philly hat, is real deal.
All right, pay attention. pay attention, youngin'. Okay.
I'm listening.
McFarlane. Oh,
okay, so they're like bobbleheads without the bobble.
Back
comparison. There's no bobble in it.
There's no definitely no bobble.
That's why I said no bobble. It's a bobblehead without the bobble.
See the Reggie?
Yeah. Those are nice. Those are really cool. I fuck with that.
I still had this TO.
So how much do those Jimmy Johns go for then?
Well, I mean, they vary. I mean, you get some that are like hot off the press. They could go for between 30, 40. And then, of course, as you seen that me and Gail were going back and forth about
for
the
hundo.
One. Go for a hundo. And then I got Carson. I got Ertz. I still got some LeSean's. I got LeSean's in the throwback jersey and the Kelly Green and the white. I got DeSean Jackson. Yeah. Their figurines.
Yeah, the chat is like roasting. He said, Evan's still wet behind the ears. Don't blame him. He's young. It's not his fault. Hey, yo,
just,
those are the
just so yo, you know, you did this to yourself, okay?
Yeah. That's how I know Prime is real.
Yeah, I'm the young one, but these are action figures. They're not fucking
they're not a real hey. I like he's not a real one, man. He's not a real one, man. It's okay. You don't gotta be a real one.
Sometimes you come downstairs and you just have this little talk, man. Like, look, what do we gotta do to get our shit together? All right, you okay? Go that way. Look, you go that way. All right, I'll hit this guy. Okay. That's how you
yeah, you're right. You guys are right. I'm definitely the young one here. Yeah, what do I know? I'm not a real one.
You're a real one junior.
Real one junior.
Okay. Like I was like, this man is outbidding me. I was like, who is this crazy spending not someone just bid? I'm like, who is this crazy man? And I'm like,
there's only so many out there.
On the other end. I got DeSean Jackson, I got Carson Wentz, I got LeSean McCoy, I got Randall Cunningham. I got Reggie White. I got Zach Ertz. Now I got the Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I got the McNabb. I got the Brian Dawkins. I got the B Dog one. Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah, the B Dog one. I got. Did you want to see that one, Evan? I want me to show you that one real quick.
Show me the B Dog. Is he coming out of the tunnel?
Yo, I missed the eBay. They were selling the Westbrook. B Dog and McNabb all in the same package for $30.
Gotcha. I thought they were going to be like those Funko Pop things that people buy.
No,
and that's not another.
It's not really on a real one level.
Is it? This was in the black jersey. You know what I mean?
Does he have grass stains on his jersey there?
Yeah, bro.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Oh yeah. I mean, to the T. See that?
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah, I think Evan's too cheap to buy this shit. Yeah.
Fucking for A, right? I am, dude. You know me. You've known me for years.
Shout out to AJ. Hey, man, if you haven't learned anything from this pandemic, life is short. You win if you want to win the day. Go out and win. Go out and win on eBay. We're not sponsored by eBay, but Go find something that there's nothing more pleasurable than beating something, beating somebody in something. You know what I mean? Like if I could beat you in, if I outbid Prime, what's the first thing that I did? I sent Prime a text. I like, guess who won the Jalen Hurts thing? Bruh. Bruh. So, you know, we're embarking on this hour over here, Evan.
That was a Funko Pop.
Bobblehead Prime. Any last words before we get out of here?
I just want to say thank you for everybody that checked in the comment section. I want to throw a little complaint out there to the Philadelphia Eagles organization that they didn't throw that lovely mug up on the side of their building. But I understand. Those are some pretty gorgeous hands that Mr. Foles has. And what he's holding is even more beautiful. So thank you for everybody that checked in. And I'll see you guys in the next one. I do look a little bit like Nick. Like you were showing that earlier. I've gotten the comparison. Hold up.
Here we go.
I see the comparison.
Evan Foles.
Evan Foles. Evan Foles, man.
Prime.
I love it, man. Reality hits a day. You know what I mean? Carson's officially off the wall. So it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, it's I hope this move is the right move in the right direction. But I definitely want to take the time to go ahead and give a shout out to a special friend, man, who's been a longtime follower, good person to chat with out on social media. And he does wonderful things around his way, when it comes to kids, helping out kids and stuff like that. And that's Philly Blaird. If you guys don't know him, he's well known on the West Side. He just recently suffered from COVID, and I mean, dude, it hit him hard, man. Seeing some of his videos, just keeping people up to date on how he's doing, you could see, you know, the turn that it took on him. But I'm pretty sure he's tuning in because he just got finished sending me a message to let me know that he's doing good. But you know what I mean, dude, look, man, I hope you get well. Anything you need, let me know. Let us know. You know what I mean, you've always been great with Fourth and John, and you know, whatever way we could go ahead and help you out, man. But please just, you know, try to save all your strength and get well fast, man. We definitely keep you in our prayers. All right. Other than that, you know what I mean, like always, it's go Birds. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Yeah, man. You know, shout out to him, man. I saw that post on IG. You know, dealing with COVID is a very serious thing. I've been through it. I've saw family members deal with it, and it's no joke out there. So I mean, you know, we're rooting for you, man. Hoping that you get back on the mend, get back to your birds, get back to your peoples. But as always, you know, I always say check in on your people, man. Make sure they're good. Make sure they're hanging in there, because not everyone's going to tell you how they're feeling, man. In this day and age, it's all about checking in on, you know, the day ones, the guys that are riding with you. You know, that's what it is. But training camp is coming right around the corner. Check out the Eagles beat report. Got some other beat reporters lined up. Would love for you guys to check in on the live stream so you can actually ask beat reporters your own questions. Not us, the guys that are on the inside getting all the intel. But that's what it is. Until next time, we'll see you. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.